Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I think in the most simplest terms, I think what this bill does is it allows Marylanders who reside here in the state of Maryland to be able to get a driver's license for driving purposes only. It'll allow them to move to be able to provide for themselves, their families. It will allow for them to keep our streets safe, and it will allow for law enforcement to do their job more easily.
That was just some of the testimony during judicial proceedings during the session, this past session, talking about the Maryland Highway Safety Act, just one of the many important and pivotal bills being signed by the governor today in Annapolis. It permits undocumented immigrants who live in Maryland access to a driver's license. Kim Propiak, the political director of CASA de Maryland, joins us now to talk about the law. Kim, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I know you guys worked really hard to make this happen, but I guess this is half the battle now. Now you have to get the word out, right?
Absolutely. This has been a priority for CASA de Maryland for a long time. We work with a lot of immigrant families that see an impact on their lives. A woman who testified, who was not just featured in the tip you just played, but a woman who testified during the hearing, who's a U.S. citizen, talked about how difficult her life was. Her husband's undocumented. She's like 55% of immigrant families in this country have mixed-class families. When she broke her foot, she had to drive herself to and from the hospital because her husband can't drive. Every morning, they have to leave the house at 5:30 in the morning in order to get everyone to their jobs and their child to school because her husband can't drive. So these are the type of daily impacts that
happen
on people's lives.
People who can't drive, it's people who are driving without a license, too.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, keeping people from accessing license prevents them from learning the rules of the road. So, for example, in a two-year period at the end of the 2010 period, almost 20% of all fatal car accidents in the U.S. involved unlicensed or invalidly licensed drivers.
All right. So, Kim, so where do you go from here? How do you get people who are undocumented, who are probably afraid of, I would imagine, in some cases, getting involved in bureaucracy, putting their names down on a driver's license? Maybe that will lead to, I don't know, deportation. How do you get the word out and get them to get these driver's licenses?
So our experience for a long time with undocumented, first of all, the bill actually impacts a broader group of immigrants, not just undocumented immigrants, but there are a lot of people in process. We heard testimony from a woman who was applying for a U visa because she was a victim of domestic violence who didn't have a driver's license. So it really impacts a broader community of immigrants. Mm-hmm. But we have found for a long time is that because we have not had a path for people to get on in our federal immigration system, that they kind of desperately try to comply with everything else they possibly can in their lives. This act won't take effect until January of next year, and that gives people a lot of time to get their lives in shape in case they don't have the documents. It's still a very rigorous process. In addition, I mean, I talked to people who were born in Maryland who have to visit the MVA three times to get a driver's license.
Well, yeah, they don't want to do it. Nobody wants to go to the MVA. So that's what I'm saying.
They have to get all those other documents together. These immigrants are going to have to prove that they filed 2 years of state income taxes. To do that, they need an federal income tax number. So there's a lot of processes, and we are starting the education process.
Okay,
now.
Because they have to qualify. They don't just get one.
Oh, that is right. Absolutely right. And plus, they have to go through the same road test, the same computer test, the same drug and alcohol courses, everything that everyone else has
All
to
right.
do.
Kim Propiak, the political director of CASA de Maryland, thank you so much for joining us and just talking about this new law that hasn't gotten quite as much attention as the other ones signed today, but the Maryland Highway Safety Act.
Great. Thank you.